A new investigation into the Palisades nuclear power plant. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The Palisades plant near South Haven has an aluminum water tank that's used in case of emergencies or when the plant needs to be refueled. It's been leaking. Last month, Entergy, the company that owns the plant, shut it down to fix the leak. Michigan Radio's Lindsay Smith has been covering this story. And Lindsay, it's just come out that that leak has been happening for a lot longer than the company first admitted.
Yeah, at that time, a Palisades spokesman told me Entergy knew about the leak for several weeks, but it turns out they really knew about this tank leaking for more than a year.
How'd you find that out?
So a watchdog group dug up a document. This is a document from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. That's the federal agency that regulates Palisades and all the other power plants in the country. So go back to May 18th, 2011. There's water leaking into the plant's control room. This is the brain of the plant. Workers determined at that point that rain was getting into the control room. But they also found a tiny leak in this huge water tank. The tank rests above the control room. Now, tiny is 400 milliliters. That's less than 2 cups of water from a water tank that holds close to 300,000 gallons. So because it's such a super tiny amount, they plan on fixing the tank during the next planned refueling outage. No biggie. So this past April, the plant shuts down to start replacing its fuel rods. Palisades spokesman Mark Savage says the tank was drained and repairs began.
The modification we made to the what's called the nozzle in the tank, we thought was the leak source.
But when they fill up the tank, it's still leaking. In fact, it's probably worse.
Worse than before.
Yeah, remember, before they tried to fix the tank, the leak was less than 2 cups of water a day. After the fix, the leak got as bad as 31 gallons a day.
So this water that's leaking out, is it safe?
It does contain trace amounts of tritium, a radioactive isotope of hydrogen. That's because the water eventually comes into contact with the fuel rods inside the reactor. But federal regulators say there was no danger to the workers or to the public. It was contained in smaller tanks when the big tank was leaking.
Since the last time we talked about Palisades, a group of special federal investigators has launched a new investigation into that leaky tank. What's going on with that?
Well, the company can't comment or won't comment on the investigation, and there's not much the Nuclear Regulatory Commission can say about open investigations either. But NRC spokeswoman Victoria Mittling says the investigation isn't about the current leak issues. It's about the historical handling of the water tank leak.
You know, how much of a leak and what did you know? When did you know it? You know, stuff like that. Those are the questions that, you know, we have to wait before we can respond.
So I don't know what they're looking into, but there was something that caught my eye in reviewing the federal documents. When plant workers were figuring out where the water in the control room was coming from, they had to go out of their way to check out some of the pipes connected to the water tank. And documents show the pipes hadn't been inspected in 17 years, even though they're supposed to every 3 or 4. But I don't know if that's what the investigators are looking into. And NRC spokeswoman Victoria Mittling cannot comment on this issue because it is under investigation.
Okay. Thank you, Lindsay.
Thank you.
Lindsay Smith is Michigan Radio's West Michigan reporter. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.